This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Greta Mart. KCBX recently reported on the city of Santa Barbara's enforcements against notorious landlord Dario Pini. Pini owns and operates, according to Pini himself, thousands of rental and motel units across Santa Barbara. The city says it doesn't know how many units Pini actually owns. City Attorney Ariel Kalan.
The city has been working with Mr. Pini for nearly 30 years, and we haven't been successful in achieving any kind of long-term solution to the continued neglect and health and safety violations that are experienced by the residents at his properties.
Last summer, the Santa Barbara City Council financially backed an effort to fix unlawful and dangerous housing conditions. In early December, city officials launched a series of surprise inspections on 164 of Pini's properties.
The result of the inspections in December was that we identified more than 3,200 code violations at the properties we inspected. Pretty staggering.
Today, the city attorney's office and the county district attorney's office filed a new kind of suit against Pini, a civil suit alleging violations of California's unfair competition law. Here's Chief Deputy District Attorney Kelly Scott.
It allows for a lawsuit alleging any unlawful, unfair, or fraudulent business act or practice.
Kalan says California law is clear that persistent code violations of this magnitude amount to unfair competition. On Valentine's Day, inspectors flagged more of Pini's properties, and the landlord had another chance to voluntarily fix his properties.
If he does not, we will ask a court to appoint a receiver. The receiver takes control of the properties, collects the rents, has the power to borrow against those properties, and hire contractors and other workers to put those properties into safe condition.
For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.